Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, apart from his weather expertise, Alan O'Reilly now offers another service. You can go online and look at his back garden, or at least part of a field he owns where he built a pond. Ponds are great for biodiversity, of course, but you can also get subsidies to construct them. Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
So when you were thinking of doing this, what kind of help can you get to make it a reality?
Yes, so Carlow County Council are working with Burn Beaux Trust, and there's a project called the Hare's Corner that they do, which has a number of different schemes. You can get apple trees, you can get a few different things, but one of them is they will give you, I think it's €700 now towards the cost of digging a pond. And in fairness, Carlow County Council did chain, the biodiversity officer organised that. So they dug the hole and then I took over from there.
Right, okay. And so when the hole is dug, what do you put in the bottom of the hole? Or did you get advice on what's the best thing to do?
Yeah, so the council did come out with a hydrologist who looked at the soil, the site, and unfortunately I needed a liner, because the ideal scenario would be that the clay would hold the water and you don't need a liner. But realistically, that's not going to work for a lot of people. So I went to Geoline in Waterford and they advised me to put an underlay first, which stops roots coming up through the liner. And then I got what's called an EPDM liner, which is a bit of rubber rather than a cheap PVC liner. And basically you cut that to size and you lay it down and then you put water into it. And I put rocks around it. And then over time, I put wildflowers around it, which grew. And it's amazing in the year that I shared a video on my social media, kind of the different stages of it, how it's already looks like it's been there for years, really.
Yeah. And as I understand it, you put water in it. And I mean, you might do another few bits and pieces, but the water itself, you just leave it there to its own devices kind of thing.
Yeah, so this is the biodiversity pond. So the idea is you let nature take its course. So I only put some sand in the bottom of it. I didn't put soil in it. Didn't put any plants in it. Most people ask me about fish. There's no fish in it because fish eat a lot of biodiversity. So the idea here is that nature will do its thing. And I don't really want to mess with it a whole lot. There was a bit of an algae bloom in May when we had the really sunny weather, but I use a natural kind of remedy for that. I got some barley straw off the field beside me when the farmer cut the barley. And I put that into the pond and that helped clean the pond. And over time, natural plants, oxygenating plants will come. So really, it's just let nature do its thing.
Yeah. And because you have the cameras there, I suppose you have the added benefit of you can see creatures coming for a visit at all hours of the night and day.
Yeah, so we have birds really is the biggest draw. Like the amount of birds that come to it every day, small, medium, large. I have a family of pheasants, a cock and two hens that have been coming to it pretty much every morning. But I also spotted a pine marten on two occasions running around the pond. So yeah, it's kind of amazing what's already come to the pond in just a year.
Yeah, no, because you've night cameras as well. So I assume, you know, the creatures might come out during the night to have a look.
Yeah, so the foxes and the pine martens have mainly been the night. The rabbits and the birds have been avoiding the pine martens, or the other way around. I'm not sure. Well, probably that way around. But yeah, so you do see nocturnal activity as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no frogs yet.
No frogs yet. There was a tiny bit of frog spawn in it, but I think the birds took care of that. So I'm hoping maybe this year, if not maybe next year, we'll get the frogs and the newts. But there's already, like you can see, there's something roan boatman insect in it, which goes up and down on the water, which is kind of fascinating. It's amazing how these things just arrive in the pond out of nowhere. Well, out of nature, I guess. But yeah, there's a good bit of life in it already, but not frogs just yet.
Yeah, build it and they will come. Alan, thanks a million for talking to us today. It was Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.